Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 562. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I told my 11-year-old we were killing Hitler tonight, and his response was, "Who is Hitler?"
I don't know if it's a good or bad thing that he doesn't know who he is, because, yeah, I mean, to be fair, he's lived through a greater evil.
Think of Donald Trump actually achieving his dreams. That's Hitler.
Yeah. Depressing way to start this episode.
Yeah, Earl is here.
Yeah, I had something, but now I'm just too depressed to say anything.
I've ruined it.
Welcome to our happy, cheery podcast.
And then I was like, "Well, have you heard of the Holocaust?" He's like, "No, what's that?"
I mean, you have a very extensive museum in your city.
I think we'll be taking a trip to the Holocaust Museum. Now.
It is funny though you mentioned that, because I was having a discussion with some friends today, because somebody was talking to one of their coworkers, and they brought up McCarthyism, and they didn't know what McCarthy was, who McCarthy was, I should say. And we all got into the discussion of like where does history end when I was growing up, history kind of pretty much ended at World War II. Like, some stuff happened afterward, but it wasn't that important. World War II was like the last big event, and I'm like, yeah, that's not true. That wasn't true in the 90s either.
No. I think the problem is that a lot of that was still being like analyzed and debated, and it was like too hot button for it to actually end up in curriculum. People could easily like, okay, Hitler was bad, and we can easily teach World War II to people in like a moral framework. But think of like discussing like what happened in the 70s without like having like conservatives angry over you're emphasizing this part too much, and like liberals saying it was really, really bad for these it's too recent, it's too hot button to actually make it through like a political process that creates the curriculum.
I don't remember. I mean, Vietnam was.
Well, Vietnam's always going to be iffy because we don't talk about anything we don't win.
Right.
Right. Well, I guess Afghanistan gets washed away as well then.
Yeah. I know I didn't get any of the modern stuff until I hit college. I didn't get anything.
Yeah, it really is, like as Earl said, kind of just ended at World War II. Maybe it's like, oh, we mentioned the Korean War or something. And
yeah.
But. Yeah, it didn't go much further. Like Nixon, maybe.
I don't remember touching on Nixon. Like it's funny because again, you grow up. You grow up at a certain time. Like it's weird because I've complained about this before. Because anytime something happens online, it's like it's Pizzagate. It's it's control your gate. I'm like, I am actually honestly, if you were to like survey a bunch of 20-year-olds, would anybody know what Watergate is?
Yeah.
I mean, not even 20-year-olds. I would honestly say a lot of adults probably don't know. Because again, my beef is always Watergate's the name of the hotel. It was not a scandal about water, which is how everybody tends to use gate.
Right.
Yep.
But I'm like, yeah, because like you hear about Watergate, and it's like, oh, this is a big scandal. What actually happened? Like Nixon did the thing. I'm like, but what thing?
Yes. What was wrong with Nixon? Why was he bad? Do you understand? Nobody knows.
No, and I bet if you tell them what he did, they'd think that was tame by today's comparison.
And that's sad.
Most of the things that he did and the things that were like utterly scandalous, Trump did. Like he literally did them, and it just doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, we've crossed over that point.
I just feel bad, like all the kids, like. Tried to learn history during the pandemic. Like I sat through so many online classes listening to the teachers talk. History was the worst. Absolutely the worst. Like history is hard enough to teach when kids are in person and you can actually interact with them and do stuff. Learning history over a Zoom call is impossible. So like when my son was like, I don't know who Hitler was, that didn't shock me. Because it was literally like the teacher like joining off names and remember this stuff. And like there were no like tests or anything. Like you couldn't test if it's an older child, you can, but they weren't testing any kids that were, you know, under sixth grade in anything. So.
And that is, I would be honest, I was not a huge history, because history is the most boring subject. In
oh my
the
God.
Sense that you,
I'm going to kill you.
I was gonna.
I love history, but I think the way it's taught and the way that
it's
remember this date. Hey, yes. Like you remember what happened on this date? Like, yes. Who the fuck cares?
English is interpretation. Science is application, and mathematics is a system. Where history is literally just like memorize this and regurgitate it back to us.
Yeah.
Because you can't interpret history. You can't. I mean, apparently you can't apply history as needed.
Yeah.
As we've seen recently. But
no, I hate to utterly agree with you, but like I think back to like all of the amazing teachers I had, and they were all history teachers. Because if you weren't amazing, history sucked.
Yes.
Like it was the teachers who could like engage you in that class were great.
Yeah, like and that's like one of my favorite classes in high school was a history class, a U.S. history class, and like the way he did it was like basically like it wasn't like regurgitate this shit back to you. It was like find a topic you like and like research it and tell me about it, like push that back. And like I know that sounds like weird to say, but like going and doing your own research was way more interactive than just like when did Kennedy die.
Yes, and I think that's part of like I've mentioned this when I went to DC, I went to the African American Museum. And like there was stuff that I honestly, even as a black man, like you don't know your own history. It's not necessarily taught in school, but there's a lot of stuff I was looking into and I'm like, oh, I want to actually learn more about this. Like the whole thing where like, you know, both the American side and the British side were paying African Americans off, like, you know, come join our side of the war and we'll make sure you're a free person. And then like, you know, America won and it's like, oh, we didn't really mean that.
And of course, all the ones who were free to hide the British, we didn't really mean that either. But I guess you can come.
And then on the flip side, they do a very similar thing with the Civil War.
Yes,
and it's like it's a part of the history that's just like crossed over. And I'm like, I'm really fascinated to learn about this because like you learn about the American Revolution, you learn about it extensively, you learn about the Civil War. Honestly, I feel like you don't learn about the Civil War nearly as much. It's a very much a states' rights thing. Like slavery was just like a reward for winning. And it's like one of those things that you grow up and you realize like how messed up it is. And I mean, part of it is like history. You're kind of teaching it as a bare minimum of like, okay, what's going to get everybody invested on the broad point? And you can't like, because you know, like, I might be interested in one aspect of it, another student might be in an aspect, and you have 30 students you're trying to teach, and you can't go into granular details. But at the same time, like I look at it, and you take history from first grade through high school, so you're in it for like 10, 11 years, and the problem is, it's like every time you start, they just reset it. And then you get a lot of like the early histories, you get the pilgrims, you get the voyages, you know, I'm sure everybody knows it with the Santa Maria, whatever.
And Vicente and the Santa Maria.
Yes. You get that, and then it's like, okay, we're going to do it again. And it's like, because like from.
Here's the advanced version of what you had 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like high school, it's like the same thing. Because high school, I mean, from us, it would take U.S. history for like I think 2 years, and then you take world history, which is like the same event, just like, oh yeah, those other people were involved as well. You know, we didn't just come into World War II and like kick ass and go home. Like, there's a war that happened a few years before we got there.
It's crazy how it's kind of portrayed in certain classes, especially in like lower grades, where it's like, yeah, and the U.S. came in and we won the war. It's like when you actually like learn about it, it's like we held out for like a long time. Like we probably prolonged it.
Yep.
Like a ton.
Twice. We did it twice.
Yeah. In both wars. Yeah, we're not getting involved in this.
Doesn't matter. Europe
and Africa fight over each other.
It's their problem.
Oh. Jeff is here now. Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
Speaking of prolonging your entrance.
We just got done talking about a history class.
Sounds like Tony's fault.
Okay, it may have been slightly my fault, but it's also Earl's fault.
So. Yes, I will take responsibility for that.
We are getting ready to go kill Zombie Hitler.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
I wish you luck. Post some fucking video of when his head explodes.
I will definitely take a clip.
So somebody aim for the head. I normally aim for the head.
But yeah, it's been a light week for video games. So very light, actually. I think the biggest news stories were some firmware updates and a couple delays.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What about Apex being down?
Is it still down?
It's still down.
Okay, then I guess
it's been down all week.
That's really
pretty big.
Yeah, they released a patch on Monday, which broke everything. Then they announced on Monday that they'd fixed it, but they hadn't. They announced on Tuesday they'd fixed it, but they hadn't. And then at the end of Tuesday, they said, "So we're not going to make any more announcements till we have something announceable."
So they're doing the Titanfall 2 thing.
Yes.
And they're never going to talk to you again.
So on today they announced they'd brought more servers online to fix the problem, and it hadn't. So.
Okay, well that's good.
So you may not hear about Apex Legends ever again. I know you're all sad about that.
And we won't be hearing about Battlefield 2042 in the next month. We'll be hearing about that 4 weeks after its original release. It moved from October 22nd to November 19th.
Ooh, massive delay.
Huge delay. It's funny because there were people out there going, "Oh, you're going to hear about delays." And like there were, you know, Dying Light was another one, got delayed into next year. But people were expecting Battlefield to be delayed, but not just 4 weeks. I think they were expecting it to be pushed till sometime next year as well. I don't know. I have like zero hype for Battlefield 2042.
I don't know. It looked pretty cool when they showed off the trailers earlier this year.
Yeah, they did. And I bet the gameplay is great, but like just not having a single player, not that they were ever great, but.
I didn't even play the single player in Battlefield 1. I never touched it.
No, they were really good. They were like these little like hour long individual character stories that like each focused on a different aspect of Battlefield. Yeah. I thought they were pretty well written.
I liked it.
Jeff doesn't ever like Battlefield, so
yeah. That's true. So he won't be joining me for Battlefield.
Did you play the campaign in 5, Tony?
No.
Okay, so it was similar, but the ones in 5 were a bit longer, which I don't think worked as well.
See, I clearly play Battlefield for the multiplayer. It's kind of why I'm here. So,
but if I mean, having Game Pass, we should all get that 10 hour thing with the EA games. So,
except they always screw it up, so that it ends up being like one night. So we can count on one night.
We'll be able to try it once. And then if we like it, we'll have to buy it.
Yeah.
That's why
I don't like the delay. If the delay wasn't in there, you could get Battlefield for real cheap.
Yeah, Black Friday, yeah.
I mean, it depends too, because was it 5 that I got to play with you folks? Like the 2 times we did. Because it was like at Target, like the week after it came out, like $25.
That's true.
I'm surprised that I think it's still a $70 game, so like that seems crazy to me, but whatever. Those were a couple of the big things I saw. Earl, you put a couple things in there.
But, did we talk about the other day?
Dying Light 2?
Yes.
But I mean, I mentioned it, but I don't know
That's good enough.
Yeah, that was good enough. I think I'm the only one that's maybe excited for that game, so.
Rory, it's a nothing week. We went through this before the show started, right? Like, nothing happened. I assume part of it is, and then as we're recording, as the THQ is having their event tomorrow, I think Chris did bring up that we got an announcement of you know, everybody's been dying for F-Zero, and, you know, Nintendo's not quite giving it to us, so people are getting the second best thing. They're getting a new Wipeout.
On your phone.
And it's a card-based game.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I was like, how do you do a card-based racing game? And they apparently you don't do a card-based racing game. You do essentially a card-based management game of a racing game. So you don't drive. You kind of engineer somebody else to drive for you. So, yay.
This does not sound like what anybody that wants Wipeout like, would want. But what do I know? Also, only on phones. So,
yeah.
I like phones.
I like phones. I don't mind phone games. But again, there's like nothing here that's like Wipeout.
In other Sony-related racing news, Gran Turismo 7's campaign is going to be always online, which has some people kind of throwing their hands up at that. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to play. You have to play against like live people, but it requires, if you're going to play their campaign, you have to be online, which is, it's a weird requirement for a single player game, but we've seen it in the past. And
in other Sony racing news, this is a bit more of a stretch, but Anthony Mackie has joined. I don't think he joined. Well, he did join, but I think this is also the announcement that they're doing a Twisted Metal TV show. And Anthony Mackie will be playing John Doe, which is like a milkman. I mean, every person I think people remember is this, the evil clown, and he's not that person. So, as far as I know, it's in production with Sony, but it doesn't have a network or a streaming service yet. It's just out there. So we may or may not get a Twisted Metal TV show.
Probably.
Or, yeah. Good with that. I mean, to be fair, I was surprised, like, because they had announced a Halo TV show a while ago. That working with Showtime and Paramount, and evidently that's actually still in production. So, it's actually in production right now. So, maybe this Twisted Metal thing comes to life. It's weird that you don't announce who's playing Sweet Tooth, like that. As you said, yeah. that's the most iconic character from that series.
But I guess Anthony Mackie's a name now, so you got him.
Yes, I mean, he's Captain America, so good on them. I will certainly give it a try if it ever actually hits TV. So, and that might be it.
Did you mention Deltarune Chapter 2?
No, I did not. You can
Deltarune Chapter 2 exists. That, yeah. I think that's the extent of our experience with the franchise. It's the, I don't know, sequel, spiritual successor. It's within the Undertale universe.
Yeah. And Deltarune came out a few years ago, I think, a couple years ago. And now whatever this Chapter 2 is coming out tomorrow, Friday.
Woo!
Or yesterday, as of when this goes out.
Yes. Yes, we're recording on Thursday. So, yeah, interesting, I guess. We, unfortunately, none of us, I think, have any experience with it. So, oh, and then the big piece of the day, you know, and this is sad, that the big news of the week was that there were firmware updates.
Woo!
Love for firmware.
Love it.
PlayStation 5 and Nintendo Switch. The big piece I got out of Switch was that Bluetooth headphones are enabled now.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. And people are mad, which I think they're right in this scenario. Very, it was just this is a software update, so it means that the Switch has always had the technology to do it. I don't know why it's taken Nintendo 4 years to like, strip that Switch, but no pun intended, but there it is.
And the Sony update, I guess, updated some UI features on the, you know, in their interface. They now have vertical scrolling trophy lists, which is nice because before it was like those tiles, like card-based tiles that you slide left to right. Weird way of looking at trophies and achievements. And I guess now the ability to put the SSD expansion in is live. It's no longer in beta. So that's it. That's game news for the week. It's not super exciting. But I think we did play some stuff. Jeff, what have you been playing this week?
Not much. I did play through WarioWare Get It Together, though. So I guess I could tell you about that.
You don't sound super enthusiastic.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to say that you probably
Jeff
don't
did not
know.
Get It Together.
You know, it's WarioWare, and the twist this time is that there's you could play co-op, which I have not really done outside of the demo, and there's different characters that you can play as. And as you go through the sets of levels, you'll unlock like a new character for each set of levels. I think it's, you know, it's totally fine. Like, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it.
I will say I'm enjoying it. I will say the one thing, like you said, like the main gimmick really is that you have different characters and each one controls slightly different.
Yeah.
And I think there's like a dozen characters, roughly speaking. And I think with any games of this nature, not all characters are created equal. Let's go with that.
Well, it's weird because like you'll get, sometimes the characters won't line up with the mini game you're trying to beat. Well, you know what I mean? It's like, yes, they might be perfect for another mini game,
yes,
but they're not great for like the one that you randomly like. So as you play through the levels, you'll have to like, all right, I'm going to do this set of levels. I get to pick three characters to do them with, and they shuffle through the characters. And sometimes it just doesn't like match up great. Like, you know, where it shuffles the next character and what the next mini game is. That's what I think about it. They're all good at something, right? But like,
yes. But I mean, I guess that's what I meant more by the balance is, I guess everybody can get something done, but sometimes it's easy. Because again, you have, let's say under 10 seconds, I think it's roughly about 5 or 6, depending on the game, to kind of get the core concept, get into position and complete the task. And sometimes if you're trying to figure out like, oh crap, what does this character do? The mini game's over already.
Yeah.
Who is it? There's one character. I mean, there's several characters that just kind of move back and forth constantly. And by the time you orient where they are on the screen, what you need to do, because you can't really stop their momentum. It's like, oh, wait, no. Okay. Never mind. But, I mean, it is WarioWare. I do enjoy it. I think there's enough characters that are it has a really fun sense of humor. It's really goofy and nonsensical. The characters are fun. I don't think there's many new characters. If you play the WarioWare game, almost all of them are, you know, WarioWare characters from previous games. The game is really odd and awkward and weird, and I love it for that. I've always loved it. It's really, you know, like you'll do something like this one where you unseat the sword and like you do that and you see like there's like this big sexy Wario pops holding the sword. Or you know, like, there's one. Yeah, Wario is very full of Wario because I mean the story of this is that Wario and his friends created a game and they get sucked into it. And the game is kind of glitching, so you're trying to clean up the game so that it gets fixed. But yeah, there's a lot of weird mini games in it, and it works for the most part. I don't come across many that I dislike, but even if you dislike them, they last so shortly that you will just move on to another one. It's easy enough. You get four failures. If you do fail, you can just continue. It's like 100 coins. I think you get coins for beating every group of levels and stuff like that. So yeah, it's the currency is fair in general. There's no way not to quote unquote beat the game.
It makes it too easy, in my opinion. Like that's probably one of my few complaints. It's because like previous WarioWare is, I remember like running out of lives and being like, shit, I gotta start over. Like, I gotta start over from the first minigame. And here it's like, if you run out of lives, it doesn't matter because you have so many fucking coins. It costs like 100 coins to continue, like you said. When you beat a set of levels, you get 1,000 coins, dude. You're gonna die 10 times trying to get to level 15. Like, it just, you basically could just continue through the game and beat it. Like, so that's kind of, it ruins it a little bit for me. But you did touch on one thing that, like, I really, like, probably the main thing I love about WarioWare is it, like, the art is so absurd. And, like, every mini game, once you complete it, there's, like, this idiotic, like, aha moment where, like, some stupid piece of art shows up. And, like, I don't know. That's just what I love about the game. It's just, like, it just surprises you, like, what you see at the end. You're like, what the fuck was that? And it goes so quick that you're on to the next one, and then that will have something stupid at the end of it. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
And then that's why it's always been, I mean, it's part of the reasons why Nintendo pulls out the franchise so rarely is because, you know, they have to do so much new content. But it's also just one of those games, like, you see it and you go through all these micro, and you go through once you've already done it, and it still kind of puts a smile on your face because it's so dumb and nonsense. Yeah. And it just works because it's like, yeah, like, this works. Yeah, I did it. It makes sense.
I personally really have always enjoyed these games, but, like, I was thinking about it the other day, and I'm like, I could kind of see why it has not caught on, at least in my, like, circles, as, like, a go-to party game. Like, when people are over, like, I think the reason is because it makes people feel dumb. Like, they start playing it, and they're like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? And it goes so fast that they're like, what is this? This is, you know, like, it's not, like, a concept you can wrap your mind around real quick, like, oh, we're racing.
I think it's the opposite, because, I mean, it's really one-word instructions, and it's like, oh, there's two buttons. There's the analog stick and A. And sometimes you don't need both of them.
I mean, I agree with you, but I think that, like, I just think that's, like, I get that vibe from, like, when I try to show it to people, they're like, they'll play it for a second and be like, that's dumb. Like, what was that? Like, you know, I don't know.
I think put people in there. Because, like, literally, it's like shave, click all, click two, defend. And it's like, that's all it tells you. And then you go and you see what it is. And then you do it. Like, sometimes, like, just press up, press the analog stick and A, and you might find something that works early on.
But it's like, you know, you touched on it, like, especially with, like, the switching characters in this one. There's that, like, you have that, like, second or two or three where you're like, what am I supposed to be doing here, right? And I think that, like, people don't like that. Like, you and I do, and maybe you know some, like, friends that will play with you, but, like, I just don't see it. I just don't see it happening. I think I'll be playing Diablo with my buddy in a week or whatever, like. I don't know, or just more golf. I don't know, but I like it. I mean, I do think, what was it, $50?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think, you know, value is defined by whatever people want to pay. So far, I'm not. I wish it had online, but other than that, I'm having I will say the other thing is that it was the one game that I can only play handheld because I realized that, like, all of my controllers just offering drift. And it says drift when it's attached. And I'm just like, because you have such a short window, I guess I can usually work around it. But because, like, by the time you get a character in a position and where you need them to go, it's like the mini game's over. So I'm like, I'm just not going to play on my TV. I'm just going to play handheld mode and get it done that way. But yeah, I mean, yeah.
That doesn't work as a party game if you have to play. Can help.
I mean, I play.
Well, I'm right now playing by myself, but I think it will be different with if everybody else. I mean, again, I guess I don't know because I don't know how drift works. I feel like it's more prominent when you're using it, kind of as a like when you're using both Joy-Cons at the same time. I assume with co-op and with multiplayer, it would be a single Joy-Con, which I find doesn't have as much drift. But again, those games don't tend to be as complicated as like a Zelda or a Mario, where you need like accuracy and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know. it's good. Like, it's good, but it's like, it's, I don't know. I don't think it's going to change any minds. Like, it's you either like WarioWare or you don't. I, you know, I've always liked it, but.
Got it. You play anything else, Jeff?
I don't think so. I really haven't been playing much.
Earl, what else besides WarioWare?
I mean, I guess since I always touch on this when it starts, the Fortnite new season started this week. The big gimmick with this one is, well, the spaceships from the previous season. Won't get into that. Never mind. The big gimmick here seems to be that you, the new quest system, which so far I'm not a huge fan of. In previous years, they would give you a quest that you can complete, and you'd get like a set of quests every week, and then like a legendary quest, which were different parts of the story. This season, they seem to be mixing it up a bit, where you kind of do quests for characters on the map. And you can do quests with your friends, like your friends can complete quests and you can help them with it, which means you just get a crap ton of information at times where like, I'm completing a quest, my friends are completing the quest, so I'm helping my and you get like 10 notifications at once, and it's just like information overload while you're still actually trying to play this game. The actual gameplay, I feel like this is probably one of the weaker changes. Like, not a ton has changed between seasons. They got rid of some of their previous weapons and the spaceships, which I do miss, though they were broken as hell. I did pay for the season, so I'll partake in it, because Carnage is like the big get. I think he's a level 100 unlock.
Okay.
But I mean, between it not being, it not grabbing me right away in the first week, and the fact that I am back in the office part time, or I'm hybrid, whatever, it's kind of eating into my Fortnite time, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, this may be the end of the road with my other fear with this game for the past year and a half. It served me well.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
And just real quick, because. What did I? Crap! I was playing the Super Nintendo Classic, and I played a game, Wild Guns. I think it was not what I thought it was going to be, like a beat 'em up or something. And it turns out it's like a night gun shooter.
Yeah.
On the D-pad, and again, I'm playing on the Switch, and my head, because again, you see a reticle on the screen after 20 years, dual sticks, and I keep on trying to use the second analog stick to aim. It does not work. So, that was like 5 minutes. I'm not getting back, and I'm not going back to that game. So,
understandable.
Sorry. It was, you know, I know people really love it. I think that's one of those like really expensive games. Like, if you wanted to buy like the actual cartridge or whatever, I don't know. I played it for like 2 seconds. Like, you know, I'm like, these games have not. That style of game is, I don't know, doesn't feel fun today. For me, anyway.
Yeah.
What was the one on NES I loved when I was a kid, though? Operation Wolf, I think.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was like that, you know, just there's a cursor on the screen.
Yeah, that was also on arcades, yeah. Where
yeah.
Yeah. The guys come out of like buildings and stuff and run at you.
Yeah.
What was the zombie game by Sega?
House of the Dead.
House of the Dead. Yeah. Kind of like that. Yeah.
Neat. You know, back in the day, like in the 8-bit day, like at least Operation Wolf, I remember it would side scroll. Like it was the screen would move left to right.
Around, yeah.
But and you're just moving this cursor around as people are popping out, throwing grenades at you, and this and that. Like it was really neat at the time, but yeah.
Like considering how old it is, like visually, that game actually looks pretty good because that
Operation Wolf, yeah,
yeah. They used like, you know, because they were able to use like lots of like pixels on the big models.
Yeah.
So like when they got close to you, they actually had some detail to them. Neat.
Yeah.
Tony, what have you been playing?
I guess I've been playing a lot of Madden. Because I'm
standing around, right?
That's right.
The statues.
I'm really like running into like the things that are wrong with the game now, and it's crashed on me a few times. There was one time I had to. Normally, when you're playing Madden, you're connected to the EA servers,
Yeah.
So like I'll play Madden games at any time because you can just stop and like you come back in the middle of the game to the next play. Except there's been a couple times where my game hasn't saved properly. So I'll come back and I'll have to play the entire game over again. And there's been a couple times it's crashed. But I think the funny thing are like the weird graphical glitches where like and the most common one is the one I tweeted out today is the guys who will like make a big play like a sack and then when they're supposed to be celebrating they'll just be standing still. But it's funny because it's not like the whole like everybody else is like walking around like the play is still going on and like everything is supposed to be happening normally. But you're just like frozen solid.
Like everybody else is like getting back to the line.
They're all moving back to the huddle or whatnot, and there's your player just statuesque. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they can't fix that kind of stuff. But that stuff, like the actual in-game play is still really good. Like there's no issues with that. It's still fun. There's a lot more. I've been playing the franchise mode. There's a lot more RPG aspects to it this time around. Most weeks you'll have like a dilemma type question, where you'll be like, you're focused on this really bad team this week, and then it's like. The question is like, are you looking ahead or are you looking at this week's game? And if you're looking at this week's game, your players get a bunch of bonuses. And if you're looking ahead, then you'll get like experience or something. But maybe your players will suffer penalties during this game. That kind of stuff is kind of fun. Or maybe there'll be a breakout player where it's like, this player looks really good. And then you'll get like a mission to accomplish during the game. Like maybe that player needs to get 2 sacks or something. And if they do that, they'll be upgraded to like star level, which means they get experience faster and that kind of thing. So that kind of stuff is fun. Most of the RPG-ness though is like you're completing goals every week. So your team will get like 5 goals. So for instance, in the game I'm playing right now, I have 1 goal, these 2 goals. I hate having goals like this in the same game. One of them is to get 5 rushing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get 5 rushing touchdowns, I'll get coach upgrade points, which I'll explain momentarily. One of my other goals is 3 passing touchdowns.
You have to get 8 touchdowns.
8 touchdowns in one game in order to complete both these goals. As you complete these goals, you unlock points, which can be used to upgrade your coaches. And you have your head coach, which when you're playing the franchise mode is you. You're the head coach. And you can upgrade like so that, I don't know, D linemen get more experience or whatever each upgrade happens to be. And there's a little tree. And you can choose like half of the tree. So you can actually have like an offensive minded coach or a defensive minded coach and like unlock other or lock off half of the tree and not be able to touch any of those abilities. And then you also have an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator. And depending on who they are, they will have different abilities they can unlock. And you can actually fire those guys. You're like, I don't like what he has. I don't like what he offers. I'm going to fire him. Hire a new offensive coordinator who has a bunch of different abilities and use him to run my offense. So that's kind of cool. You never really had that aspect before. Like yeah. the offensive defensive coordinators didn't matter at all. But those are the only coordinator level people you got. You don't have like your special teams guy. It doesn't get any like, it would be cool to like hire offensive line coaches and that kind of stuff. And like you could make it a lot more granular than it is right now. But it's a nice first step, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that they finally made those positions matter. So it's not like the head coach does everything on the team.
Right, exactly. So
it's only taken, 30 years to
to get to this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Anything else?
Nope, just a lot of Madden.
Well... We're getting ready to go kill Hitler shortly.
That's right.
Keep this short. I finished Halo 2 Anniversary. the games are still really good. That the anniversary cutscenes they added still look phenomenal.
Do they do anything to? Because if I remember correctly, Halo 2 is the one that ends in like the massive cliffhanger, right?
Yes.
They do anything to remedy that, or is it just
absolutely
like
absolutely not? No.
Okay.
They made part 3.
Yeah, like that's what works really well about the Master Chief Collection is that, you're getting there. It's like, what are you doing here? It's like, I'm here to finish this. I'm gonna finish the fight or whatever. And then like in the Master Chief Collection, it just starts up. Like you just start up Halo 3 immediately, so you don't have this like what was it, like a 3-year wait or something like that. Or just like, the hell is going on with this game? Like the ending is bad, like because it just ends. And it is like you don't even end that game. Does not end with you playing as Master Chief. I think it ends with you playing as the Arbiter.
Yeah.
Fighting against one of the Brutes.
I completely forgot that the Arbiter was like introduced because again, like it's so weird how much of it evolves from 1 to 2 so quickly. Because I remember playing as Arbiter, and I always thought he was like a 3 or 8, and it's like no, second one. You got two playable characters and paths.
It's weird. Like I played Halo 2 multiple times, and like I was like, I don't really like how it splits. But now I think like having, going back to it, I do like how the story kind of works, and like they pace it out where you get a couple levels as Chief on Earth, and then you get a couple levels as the Arbiter. And if you're getting if you're finding the terminals, you're getting like even more detail on everything. But the anniversary version of Halo 2 like really kind of fleshes out some of that middle stuff. Also, the Gravemind looks super disgusting in it. Where it's like, in the original game, it kind of looks like a tree that's talking to you.
Not so much anymore.
No, it's like this, like a Lovecraft-esque Cthulhu type squid monster thing. The actual Gravemind itself has like the like multiple mouths and teeth inside it. It's disgusting. But looks phenomenal. And it, plays great. Like it's just a really, really good game. I also, Tony, you asked in our chat, you said you have Far Cry 6 pre-ordered.
Yes.
You asked if you should cancel it. I don't know what your opinion on Far Cry is, but one of the weekly, Microsoft or Xbox rewards quest is like, hey, like Far Cry 6 is coming out. Yay. Like, look at this ad. Earn an achievement in Far Cry 3, 4, or 5, which is really hard to do if you've played through 3 and 4 already.
Right.
Like, if you've already, and you've already played 5, so like.
Yeah, I played all those games already.
I hadn't played 5 yet, so I was like, all right, I'll boot that up. To get the first achievement, you have to play like a game for like an hour and a half.
Oh God!
Because that's how long the prologue is. I don't know. Like one, I remember hearing about Far Cry 5, and like people were like, oh, like they made a game about like Trump supporters, right? Like that was kind of the talk around it.
Yeah, no, not really.
They made a game about fucking David Koresh taking over Montana.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it's just Far Cry, but in that setting, like you know what I mean? Like it's not like it's not. Really doing anything or
yeah it's not like there like there is like the American imagery right and it does play take place in the US but it is very much like there's this religious cult leader these aren't the extremists that we think of like this is more like crazy religious cult.
I did like the setting and I thought it looked good but I'm just
does look really good. I don't think it plays great. And I don't know. Maybe it's just I don't like the shooting in Far Cry games.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad.
I don't know.
That's kind of it. I've done that game so many times. The other thing I was thinking was like I haven't finished the last two open world Ubisoft games that I've gotten. Like I haven't finished Watch Dogs Legion. I haven't finished Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
That's worth finishing, but good Lord.
Maybe I should finish those before I get a new one.
Yeah, that probably makes sense. Like, and that's the problem with some of those, is that like, they all kind of feel the same. Even Far Cry, like it, feels like an Ubisoft game.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no there's definitely a distinct feel to all of their games.
I have not beat a Far Cry game since, oh, I guess I take that back. I was going to say since 3, but I did beat Primal, which sucked. Yeah, but 4 and 5, I got further probably than 4, but I don't know.
4, I liked 4. I liked the setting of 4 too. But they all have, like, it's all the same. Like, there's going to be the drug mission, right? There's going to be the mission, yeah. like you have, like, hallucinations and stuff. And there's going to be the mission where you have to do something in the air. There's going to be the stealth mission. There's going to be the mission where you have to fight the exotic animal. Like, it kind of all, it feels formulaic at this point. Far Cry 5 does have a funny bit at the beginning where it's like, you have to climb this radio tower and you get to the top and the guy who sends you to climb the radio tower is like, hey, and like, I won't be sending you to climb like towers, like all over the county. It's like, yeah, because that's been like the big thing. And everybody's like, hey, we can maybe stop with the climbing of the towers 5 games ago. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe you don't need Far Cry 6 just yet. I'm sure it's going to be good.
I canceled it. I'm sure it'll be good too. It's soon. October 6th.
Dude, wow.
Or October 7th.
Like a day.
That is, so, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did cancel it.
Get Super Monkey Ball and make yourself happy.
How are we already halfway through September?
Crazy, right?
I do not know.
Halfway through September, and like the biggest games are coming out and like in like 2 weeks. So
everything is so close. Like we're about to hit a period where there's just like an insane amount of movies. Like
I was just like, I was reminded this week on Twitter that we're going to hit a period of time where I was so gung-ho this summer. Like, got my Oya Twitch, got Metroid Prime, I got the Amiibo. Like, oh, you're all out on the same day. I've come doing $500 on October 8th.
Week, dude. That fucking week is awesome.
Go ahead,
Jeff. I get Monkey Ball that week. I get Metroid Dread on Friday. There's a Joe Bob Halloween special that Friday night. Like, it's fucking like, and I somehow have that whole weekend off. Like, fucking awesome.
When is Halloween Kills?
October 15th. So a month from now, we will have seen the new Halloween. Like, dude, it's insane. Like, there's like 2 movies tomorrow I want to see. Like,
yeah, I'm still so stoked that Halloween's coming home, but I might see that in theaters.
I'm gonna go, and then I'm gonna watch it again now. Like, I will be watching it probably like 3 times that week.
What comes out in theaters this week, Jeff?
Tomorrow is that new Clint Eastwood movie and the new really crazy looking Nicolas Cage movie where it's like, it's called Prisoners in a Ghostland. He's got bombs attached to him and he has to go find some guy's daughter.
Oh, right. Yes. It's like his Crank.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of, yeah. It kind of
like all of his films were like,
dude, it just
Cranked.
It looks nuts though. It looks like part martial arts and part like Mad Max. Like, I don't even know. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm spending the $7 and renting it or whatever it's gonna be.
Oh, is it on video first?
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be on demand.
Another Clint Eastwood movie, I believe, is on HBO Max.
Yeah, it's free. So I'm definitely gonna watch that.
Speaking of, Candyman's out tomorrow as well. If you hadn't seen it in theaters,
I just saw it right now on Amazon right before we got on.
One other game before we wrap this up. Also, I just got a alert on my phone that Castlevania Advance Collection has been rated for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC in Taiwan. So I think we're going to be getting the Advance games shortly.
Dude, I was thinking about that like literally yesterday. I'm like, wasn't there a rumor that they were going to do like the GBA fucking Castlevania? It's like, oh my god, dude.
Yep, and they're really good.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's going to be... I mean, I love the old school ones. They're great, but like, goddamn, those GBA ones.
Yeah, more Castlevania Symphony of Night type. yeah. games RPG-ish. One other game, though, before we wrap this up. Played some State of Decay 2 in co-op over the weekend. Friends of ours, we finally finished up playing Ghost Recon Breakpoint. We're looking for something else to play. It's like, hey, you could play this four player. I don't recommend playing that game co-op. Simply because, like, the people that are playing with you don't have access to do everything. It's a game about, like, building a community up and, like, you know, building a base and protecting it against zombies. And when you bring people into your game, they can't do any of that. So they're just there to, like, give you fire support and help kill zombies when they attack your base. But it's your base, not their base. So it's like it made one of my friends really angry because also there's does some weird things where if you get too far away, it tethers you back to the main to the host.
Ew.
So he like had run off and all of a sudden he teleported out of the car he was in into the car that we were in. He was not happy about that. But I actually have turned like I when that game came out and it's old now, I think it's 4 years old. I did not love it. It was really buggy at the time. It's kind of still really buggy, but I think once you get a base going, that game is kind of fun. And like there's different maps to build on and different survivors to bring into your fold. And each of them have like five different skills you can upgrade. And like depending upon who you elect as a leader, depends on how the story plays out. So there can be like four different stories in that game. Plus, they've added a ton. There's like aside from the you know where you're building your own base, there's like a whole narrative campaign and a horde mode that they've added in. So there's a ton of stuff to do. I just don't think it's like a game like if you want to sit down with friends and like, hey, we're gonna build like you know this base and keep it going. You're not like you're gonna build your base. And all the help they give you, all the supplies they collect will be in your supplies. But when they're done, like they go back to their base and they don't have it. Like they haven't upgraded anything.
Yeah, it's...
So it kind of sucks in that way. It's a weird, weird choice, especially for a game that was originally designed to be an MMO, to be community building. But speaking of zombies, we're going to go kill Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler.
Go ahead. Woo! Wait. I mean, yes. Boop.
I mean,
no, yeah. Let's kill him now.
You can cheer at killing Hitler. But yeah, I'm not sure what games are coming out next week. As Jeff said, there's stuff coming, but it's a little ways off.
Grand Tactician, the American Civil War. Get excited.
Get excited.
That next week?
That's next week.
You know, Deltarune Chapter 2 is out tomorrow.
That Argami 2, the ninja looks like a ninja type game came out.
Yes, that's coming on Game Pass. I think it's gotten good reviews. Eastward.
Yep.
Skatebird was out today. If anybody's looking into that, I don't know. I think we have to pay for this. World War Z is getting an update.
What is it?
The aftermath, the DLC they showcased at E3, I think, or during. The Game Fest, whatever that was called.
The Summer Games Fest thing.
Yeah, there we go. I think Jeff mentioned this in passing, but Diablo 2 Resurrection is coming out next week.
Yeah.
Already next week, huh?
But it's still not supporting that company, so.
Probably after we record. I'm getting it. I don't give a shit. Whatever. I mean, they're bad, but I'm not going to deny myself playing Diablo.
I'll be interested to hear what you have to say about it, Jeff, because, I mean, I played Diablo 2 when it came out.
That's the thing, is I have no frame of reference. Like, I played it
Your frame of reference is, like, you played Diablo 3.
Yeah, I played Diablo 2 long, long after it came out. And I did not play much of it. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I saw what it was. Like I said, I'm interested. I mean, it looks cool to me, so.
I mean, it's people love it for a reason, so I'll be interested to see how you turn on it.
you're hearing newbies take on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that comes out, like, we won't be talking about that next week, probably. I think it comes out right around then.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll be talking about something, whether it be beer or history classes. We always
dead
have something
Hitler,
to talk
dead
about.
Hitler.
Dead Hitler. Yes, we will be able to finally update everybody on our months-long journey to kill zombie him. Hitler.
So. And then just hour-long Malignant cast. We'll just talk Malignant.
Yeah, we should. We should.
Heard of that.
I mean, we could talk Malignant for hours, and I still wouldn't know how I feel about that movie.
I fucking loved it
so much. I feel great about it.
Yeah.
It's a movie that I will say I watched a week ago. It stays with you. That is not a movie you're going to watch and like. You're not going to be like, oh, that was a movie. You're going to be like, you either love it or hate it. There's no like, there's no indifference on that movie.
That's part of why I love it. Like, I love that it's it's bad. Like, lots of it is bad, but like.
It's so fucking weird because intentionally you feel like some of it is bad because that's what he's going for.
Yeah, absolutely. Like he's doing, you know, homages to like so much, like a fucking probably a bunch of stuff that influenced him, you know. Like
I don't know how anybody watches the beginning of that movie and goes, oh, this is a serious film.
Yeah.
Right? Like that opening sequence with the doctor. And I think it's like the ending line right before it jumps to modern day. Just like we've got to cut the cancer out, and then they show this like monster thing, kind of like crawling. This, like, come on!
It's so funny. I watched it before anyone else here had seen it, and I was hung over like you wouldn't ever fucking believe. And I'm like, Is my brain broken, or is like, what is this? Like I remember asking you guys in the group, has anyone seen this movie? Like, because I really wanted to be like, is this movie as fucking nuts as I think it is?
It was.
And I honestly don't even remember the first like hour and a half of the movie that much. But like once, like, you know, everything goes down, like that last half hour I fucking loved, and I went back and just kept rewatching. I watched the last half hour 3 times. I'm like, this is so fucking fun. And like, still looking stupid.
All right, let's go kill Hitler, guys.
Yeah,
enjoy.
Kill Hitler.
All right, we'll next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.
Go kill Hitler. Woo!
I'm all for killing Hitler.